Scientists have, for the first time, sequenced the genome of a frog, and they've made an interesting discovery. Almost 80% of the amphibian's genetic makeup is similar to humans. Australian geneticists say the research will have benefits for human health. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
They might be small, slimy and croak, but humans have more in common with frogs than first thought. An international team of scientists has published the first genome analysis of the frog Xenopus. And genetics professor Grant Morahan from the University of Western Australia says the findings are significant.
This is the first genome of an amphibian. So you've probably heard of the human genome program and the mouse genome program. But this is the first organism that's been sequenced today that is intermediate between fish and reptiles.
The researchers found nearly 80% of all human genes associated with genetic diseases are shared with the frog Xenopus. Phil Batterham is a professor of genetics at the University of Melbourne. He says the similar genetic architecture means there is potential for frogs to help solve human problems.
The specific biological advantage is that frogs develop outside the body of their mothers. So you can actually watch development proceed. And that is a huge advantage. You can manipulate those organisms and work with them and experiment on them and really find the answers to many important questions that can be related to human health.
The researchers from the Joint Genome Institute and the University of California chose Xenopus for its small genome size and because it's so common, as frog specialist Professor Michael Tyler explains.
Xenopus is a group of frogs confined to southern Africa, better known as clawed frogs. They live in water almost entirely. They have claws on the end of their fingers and toes. So they're rather extraordinary, and there's probably no country in the world that has biological laboratories where these animals are not being kept in captivity.
Professor Phil Batterham says frogs especially help in understanding how species develop.
If you were to do those experiments in mice, you would have to, in fact, cut open the mother and extract the developing embryo, and then the embryo would be dead. For ethical reasons, we cannot manipulate humans. We can't do real experiments on humans. So we need model systems.
But geneticist Grant Morahan says Xenopus is not as biologically relevant for human health as other species.
Now we know that, well, soon we will know the genome sequences of maybe 20 different mouse strains. So we'll know this in much more detail than we'd know the frog sequence.
So you don't see the frogs taking over the laboratory of where mice have been used happening anytime soon?
No, I don't think it ever will.
The analysis of Xenopus is published today in the journal Science.
Bronwyn Herbert.